The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Cool. There we go. A rocker.
Rocker, boat rocker.
Without the hair.
No, I got the hair.
No, I'm talking about James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see us on Facebook, like us if you would, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Or check me out, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, the number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Perusing our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, you come up with a lot of different things, a lot of different viewpoints, a lot of people taking stances, a lot of people going back and forth, and we encourage that. Comments on the videos, Bradley's latest text art,
even if they are stupid.
This past week. Yeah, they're actually, I like the stupid ones.
Yes, why?
Because it engages the other people.
Yeah.
And then they can see, hey, wait a minute, that's stupid. I'm going to say something. Come on, say something.
Yeah.
And somebody does say something, and then you got people engaging from all over the country.
Yeah, it's interesting. We don't get a lot of stupid people calling in.
No.
I mean, we got some smart listeners.
I think they're forewarned.
Yeah.
Except for some, they're lacking. They're lacking.
To be forearmed is forewarned.
And both ways. Now, many of you, I posted this not too long ago, and it's about Gosnell, his attorney, blaming the media for the baby factor for the conviction of his quote-unquote client. How this man even has the guile to stand up in front of the public and defend a monster like Gosnell. This is inhumane. The guy is straightforward a murderer. 40 years ago, he would have never defended somebody like this because
this is what Curious George is advocating.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
More than any other president.
Yeah.
And he even advocated the very acts that he actually committed.
Sure.
Although, with enough pressure, and this is what we had with Troy Newman on the radio, he actually addressed this topic. Oh, wow. Aren't we thankful the president addressed the topic that anybody committing crimes in an abortion clinic should be prosecuted? Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot for that.
I appreciate that. Prior to that, what was he doing? God blessing.
Oh, the abortion industry. And then his attorney general's wife.
That's blasphemy, by the way, friends.
Attorney general's wife has money tied into abortion clinics.
Sure.
And the investing.
Attorney General Eric Holder.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mr. Eric Holder. The other, what would you call them? The dynamic duo of crime.
After seeing his wife, I can see why they're confused, though. I can.
I don't know what she, what is it, their look? I haven't seen it.
They look like twins.
They're twins?
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Sid.
El Cid.
Boy, I'm sorry.
I've seen that online somewhere.
It's just immature, Jake.
I've seen that online.
It gets to the point
somewhere.
Where it's absolutely ridiculous. For anybody in this country to take this administration serious shows you how demoralized and how stupefied the American people have become.
Yep.
To qualify him as the president of a toy store is over the top.
And
I'm
he
not
doesn't
kidding
have
you.
That type of experience.
No.
But to all of those that sit back and say it's just a game,
that's
you
not
need
a
to
game.
Take him serious.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
he's seriously damaging your country.
That's right. And you might want to take some time, friends, to read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. And I also want to say this on a positive to my righteous friends, those that love to hear the word of truth. Let their cruelties swell our ranks. Mm-hmm. Because they are.
Hey, great news. Talk to another Tea Party Patriot type group out in South or North Carolina, it's probably, I can't even remember. Maybe it was Florida.
One and the same, John.
So they said, yeah, we're having a meeting right now. We've got about six groups that are coming after this IRS thing. So they're all coming together. Yeah. And this isn't just in like one area.
No, it's this is going to happen all across the country. Yep.
Look at Facebook. You see all the Tea Party leaders? Guess what? They're going to Washington.
Oh, by the way, we were a part of that too. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd share that.
Targeted.
As did we know other people in Minnesota that were targeted at the same time that we were by the IRS.
And gee, I wonder why. Yeah. The writing is
on the wall. Of course.
Well, I didn't mean to deflect off of this, but Gosnell's attorney, and this is a prime example.
Yeah.
Dale Russell. What the attorney means to
say. I don't know a Dale Russell. I know a Dallas Russell.
Oh.
Dallas.
Call him Dallas. That's
maybe that's the guy that gave the quote yesterday about another Dale being out there the stupid.
That's right.
Because we had a caller the other day. His name was Dale, and he was a stupid caller. He was asking us to actually point out the statute and the crimes that Obama has administered through his administration. As if to say it was the government's job to go ahead and break the law. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does the president have, like some executive immunities or something? Yeah. Okay.
Diplomatic.
I just want to make sure. Executive. Well, according to the mind of a little commie, I get it.
We posted, actually. A lot of people went back and forth. If you didn't hear that throughout the week, it's the podcast, I believe, of Thursday's program.
And Wednesday we did a little highlight on stupid Dale.
If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now, you can see what our listeners have commented back and forth with it. It's actually the top post right now.
Cool.
But going to this quote with Gosnell and his attorney, this is the mind of sickened criminals. They try to defer and deflect. First, he called the prosecution racist against Gosnell.
Of course.
And then secondly,
how's that working out?
Actually, and he's a bald white guy.
Yeah.
And that obviously didn't fly. It's not going to fly because he's killing black babies. He's jeopardizing black women's lives.
By the way, as they're calling the prosecutor a racist, America needs to understand that Planned Parenthood is aiming at genocide of blacks and Hispanics.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that working out?
Right.
No, they're right.
You don't
they
see
are
them in
racist.
White neighborhoods.
They are racist,
yes.
Jakes.
That's right.
Yeah, because they're zeroing in on groups.
That's right.
Of minority groups.
He just called the wrong person racist. He called the jury racist,
right.
But obviously it was his own client.
Gosnell's doing the biddings for Curious George.
Yep.
Yeah.
So as we all know, this man was convicted on, I think it was three or four counts of murder, which some of these we're waiting to see what they're going to do. Is it going to be death penalties? Is it going to be life in prison, etc.?
Mm-hmm.
But Dale, one of our listeners said, formerly Dale.
And Dale is cool.
Very cool.
Okay, I went to work in the 70s and the 80s because of the program they used to have called Dallas. That's all it did is advocate abortion. I'm sorry, not abortion, but adultery and dysfunction in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So it went to work back in the 70s and 80s, but it's Dallas is working now.
He's claiming it. Take your stand, Dallas. What the attorney means to say is that the case and trial should have been behind closed doors, of course, where they can manipulate.
See, Jake, what the listeners are doing right now, they're saying to me, this is why I listen to the Sons of Liberty, because Bradley just, he colors the picture.
He's a colorist.
Jake's boring, and Bradley just keeps going off on these little rabbit trails kind of paints the picture.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to be boring. I'm just going to finish reading what
Dallas said. I let him talk for about 5 minutes.
As if to hide the truth from the people, leaving room for scandal and cover-up, to protect the guilty of their crimes against human life, to protect the investors of their crimes. And that is exactly what's going on. You have the mob who now steps into office, and he's protected by whom and where? Go ahead on Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Again, thank you for your quote, Dallas. We appreciate all your interaction.
Isn't it amazing, though? I mean, you know, everybody looks at Obama like he's the bad guy. But remember when the Bushes and the Clintons all got together? Isn't it amazing the camaraderie that they had?
Yeah.
You'd think that they'd be one with another, but there wasn't. No, because that is the mob.
That's right.
Yeah. They just look different today.
Two parties,
what Saul Alinsky said, right?
Like
cut
Chicago
your hair,
mob,
put a nice suit on.
Las Vegas mob.
That's
all come together.
Doesn't matter. Well, of course. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions. And receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day. Or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. Or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Realize this about us, the Sons of Liberty. That'd be Bradley and Jake, me and moi.
Oui. You're moi.
Either war.
Got our own language.
Do you think people realize that we quit the kindergarten because they have recess?
Probably not, because we haven't told our listeners that for a while.
We don't play.
No,
and
that's right.
I just want to make sure that they all understood that.
No recess.
Now listen, we have a friend with us right now. Eileen Escalante, and before we bring her on the air, I just want to make sure people hang on for a minute, because what we have going on after Eileen Escalante is a letter of indictment towards the state of Minnesota for the crimes that they're advocating, the laws that they're pulling down concerning our children in the state of Minnesota. The front, here's the hint, the front, homosexual marriage. The back, school children. We have been pointing out over the last 3 years, from the rooftops, Canada, and the crimes that are being committed towards the children under the guise of homosexual marriage. So anyways, in saying that, after Eileen Escalante, we're going to go ahead and read that letter.
Keep breaking
for our
it
listeners.
Open. Keep exposing it. Keep bringing light, right?
You have
because
to.
Light shed.
This is just the beginning. They didn't get their way. Mm-hmm. No, they just begun to commit their crimes. Openly, in the face of their constituents who voted no, but they did it anyways, mm-hmm. friends. And it shows you what's going on inside the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. Which, by the way, we've even heard representatives say that there's a clear agenda going on. Mm-hmm. And the Star and Tribune is right along with it.
Sure.
The state-run media.
Look at the state-run media. Public officials.
We'll make sure everybody understands what's going on over there.
Eileen Escalante is a Tea Party leader.
I like that.
As
Escalante.
A Volusion 912 group. Boy, I'll tell you what, she's a fireball. Now, we've been working with her for some time, setting up an event here, which will be coming
Escalante.
Up here in June. And all of a sudden, she starts talking to me about, Jake,
hey.
I want people to know what's going on in the Boy Scouts.
Escalante.
Now, being a former Boy Scout myself, I took note to this.
That, there it is right there.
And then.
That's what makes this guy so courageous.
That's right. You got to be a Boy Scout.
Escalante.
Eileen, are you
yes.
with us?
Hi, how are you?
I appreciate you being on today. I know you took the time on a Saturday. Now, Eileen is a stay-at-home mom.
Cool.
She's a layperson.
Escalante.
She's not like this person from a big corporation or a big nonprofit organization that's rallying for marriage or
Francisco.
Rallying against any agendas.
Now, hey, Escalante, I got a real quick question before I give it over to you. Eileen, Escalante, is that from the movie? Do you remember the movie from the 90s, Stand and Deliver? Remember the finger
yes.
man? That yes. It is.
Well, yes, many people bring that up.
Oh, awesome. Tell us, Jake. You're
so, you're not really this just humble pie stand-up mother.
She is famous.
No,
oh, you're not related.
No,
oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying it's the same name.
Was that not a great... That was a true story.
Yeah.
And it was a great movie. Story. It really was. Everybody needs to watch Stand and Deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was that actor's name, Eileen?
Oh, Jeremy Escalante. I don't remember.
Jaime.
No,
in the movie,
James
right?
something. Wasn't it James something?
Oh, in the movie, I don't know.
Okay, I'll figure that out. You go ahead.
Awesome. So the reason that we brought her on today is, number one, you're not like this rich and powerful woman that's going out and stopping the things that are going against or going antithetically to our culture.
No.
The Boy Scouts is an organization that's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an important instructive measure for people. As a matter of fact, many people didn't realize this, but pre-military, you go into the Boy Scouts. You go to learn how to be a man. You go to learn how to camp. You go to learn how to survive. There's a lot of things that are taught in Boy Scouts that are awesome values.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, many of our greatest leaders have been Eagle Scouts, and that's considered a badge on your chest, a badge of honor.
Yes.
Now, you as a person are standing up and saying no to this agenda. Many of our listeners right now, many of you listening to us, are stay-at-home moms, just like Eileen. But I'll tell you what, there is fire involved in this, and I want you to be able to tell our listeners what is going on, how you are counteracting this, and what this agenda is all about, trying to get this ridiculousness called homosexuality approved, going contrary to the code. It's not Boy Scouts anymore if they allow homosexuality and open homosexuals to be in this program, because we teach to be morally straight, correct?
Right, exactly.
So can you give our listeners just a bird's eye of what you're doing and how they can effectively get engaged into this fight as well? Because I believe this institution is precious for our children, and notice
absolutely
how it's going after the kids.
Mm-hmm. And it's, well, first I wanted to mention part of the Scout Oath, you know, it says, all my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country.
Yep.
And there's just, we all know where God stands on homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's very clear. It's in the Bible. And I think if we don't stand up to the movement of trying to basically destroy Scouts with homosexuality,
mm-hmm,
that we as parents and grandparents and custodians of the future generations of our country are not doing our duty before God and for our country. So, you know, I just see it as bullying tactics.
That's right.
That are going on right now.
The very ones accusing others of being bullies, of course.
Yes. Because basically what's happening, all that's being... right now, anybody can join Scouts,
mm-hmm,
Boy Scouts.
And as long as they're
nobody,
a boy.
Nobody asks about,
yep,
sexuality, because sex is not a topic for Boy Scouts.
That's
it has
right
nothing to do with Boy Scouts.
That's right.
Yep.
It's about growing young men into being godly men and leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it's really not an issue. But it was challenged in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, the Boy Scouts is a private organization. You can have whoever you want.
That's right.
And
they won that
and
battle.
By the way,
folks,
that's not for them to decide, neither.
That's right. And that's
yes
why they
right
didn't.
That's
they
right
actually won.
Yeah.
The Supreme
right
Court is
that's
like,
right,
what in the world is this doing here? This
yeah
is a private organization. We can't tell them what to do. Because
right
part of the Scout, like you said, on my honor, I will do my best to God and my country to obey the Scout law. There's a law. There's a constitution. To keep myself physically strong,
you
mentally awake,
go!
And morally straight.
Yes.
So morally straight is in there. So now the homosexuals and the radicals, I should say,
mm-hmm,
continue to attack the Scouts. And they're trying to get the Scouts to buckle from inside. Is that correct?
Of course.
That's correct. And
yes,
what's happened is some activists have entered the Boy Scouts at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
So contrary to what the membership wants, they're trying to push their agenda. So, you know, it's just... There's one thing that I really feel strongly is that it's really about dethroning God. It's about destroying the Boy Scouts, because the Boy Scouts, as they stand, are such a great organization and promote godly morals. They want to destroy that.
That's right.
And they want to dethrone God
Can I speak to a
Well, they want to normalize the crime in the process, and they want to corrupt the children is what they want to do. Let's call it for what it is.
Right.
Same same thing with NEA. We see that they have a homosexual caucus. That wasn't good enough, so now they want a drag queen caucus. Yep. You know what's astounding about all this? The American people sit back and tolerate it, and we're talking about their children. Mm-hmm. That's what's incredible about all of this to me.
So
this is incredible.
And that's what I'd like to bring up with you, Aileen, because when you were speaking to me last night, there was a lot of fire involved in this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Scout groups and chapters all throughout the country are not accepting this. You got a few activists that have gotten into key positions. I believe those are the type of people that need to be thrown under the bus. And by that, I mean the bus of justice. If you look at the crimes that have happened in Boy Scouts, now I was part of a troop. We never had any issues that I'm aware of. But how many crimes have happened by homosexuals who infiltrate into scouting, taking advantage of a system that is there for good, and trying to twist it and abuse it and use it for that which is bad? Where are they going to target? Of course they're going to go to an organization where little boys are.
Uh-huh.
So why this is even on the table, the offensive strategy here is, no, there's a reason we don't. Look at the crimes of those that have infiltrated our organization that are not Boy Scouts but have done it anyhow. This, we're going to protect our kids.
But I think that's the missing equation, Jake, is the fact that the crimes are not being brought forth in court as to that are being committed against the children.
Yep.
For example, you got Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He's suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9 years old. Here's another one. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal II was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing four scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. Now, here's a kicker for you. Douglas Smith Jr., who ran the Child Abuse Prevention Program for the Boy Scouts of America, was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking child pornography on the Internet. Now, what's interesting about all of this, guys, friends, is that over in Canada, Heather, jump in with me really quick, they're actually trying to bar this information that we're giving to you right now over in Canada. What is that, Heather?
Well, they said it in Canada, they passed it where anyone could join the Boy Scouts, even girls. And and gays, agnostics, atheists, homosexuals, bisexuals, etc. And obviously after there's a person that's with Brian Rushfeldt. He's the president of Canada Family Action.
Yep.
And he said that they have secret files. This is quote-unquote. They have secret files here in Canada, as they do that they have down there in the U.S., of guys that had abused kids that they hadn't reported. There were investigations into the abuse of boys, which never really produced anything in Canada.
Because if the crimes were brought to the light, the homosexual agenda would be stopped dead in its tracks, and this is what needs to be brought forth with the light.
And we got on the table.
That's right.
Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to mention is that there's going to be 1,400 council members are going to be voting in 3 days, on the 23rd.
Aileen, why don't we hold you over to the next break? We want to give this information to our listeners. Please stay with us. Aileen Escalante.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Bradley Dean, double E. By the way, that man's name, Kimo!
Kimo!
Kimo Escalante! His name is Edward James Olmos.
Okay.
That's who he is. And it was a, by the way, that's one of my kids' favorite.
Is it?
Oh, it is. It's awesome. Second to none.
The grooving to. Now, you were just telling us just before the break here, Aline. Again, we have with us Aline Escalante, a Tea Party leader of the Volusian 912 group. She's also a mother and a layperson, and she is fighting this agenda that is trying to attack and destroy the Boy Scouts of America. Now, you were just going to give us some information, so I want you to be able to share that with our listeners. What is happening right now? Where is that? Because the majority of scouts are obviously not for this. This is a few activists that have infiltrated.
That's right.
So give us the news.
With the help of the state-run media.
That's for sure.
Okay. Yes. All right. There's going to be a rally in Texas. Anybody in Texas? There's a convention, the National Boy Scouts Association Convention. It's going to be taking place at the Gaylord Texan Hotel in Grapevine, Texas. And there's going to be a demonstration from noon to 4 p.m. So we're asking everybody who wants this resolution, the answer to be no, to show up and, you know, hold a sign. Because as the delegates, there's going to be 1,400 delegates coming in, and we want them to be able to see everybody there holding their sign saying vote no.
How many folks are you going to bring? Are you going to bring a bus over there?
Well, no. I know there are some. Our troop leaders are going to be over there, and I don't know if our group is going to be able to make the trip or not. But
can I say something? What you need to tell your group leaders and what people all over the country need to tell their group leaders is if our kids who are in Boy Scouts, who we've trusted to be in this a part of this organization, it's a Christian organization, it's how it was founded.
Of course.
If they are victimized, we are going to hold every leader completely 100% accountable. And I promise
right.
you this, if they approve it, it's because those leaders that are approving it are already guilty of something.
Yes.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah, if they're not preaching against it, it's because they're guilty of it.
There's probably, you know, some pressure from both sides, but I would just ask people to not be afraid to stand up for the truth.
Of course not.
And
especially when the law's on your side.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially when it's about our kids.
Speak out on God's behalf, and he'll be there for you.
Amen.
So,
Can I give the website here, Eileen? You have a website called www.online. Go ahead.
Sorry, onmyhonor.net.
Onmyhonor.net. You want to go there, check it out, sign the petition, let people know your voice. Eileen, you are wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time today to be with us. We look forward to being with you all in June.
Oh, amen.
Yes.
Cool.
We'll be down there again.
Mrs. Escalante.
You got it. We're going to bring our
fingers. No relation to Chemo, the finger man.
Maybe he's thinking he wants to be related to her.
I don't know. But you know what? I want to keep going down that vein.
Women standing up for Boy Scouts. Yes. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yes. By the way, you said that the Boy Scouts are there to help little boys to become men.
That's right.
And you were a Boy Scout.
You got that right.
Okay, where did
became
we?
Became a man quick. Became a man quick.
Okay,
not a man.
Let's fix that breach.
Which one?
Well, you want to...
What are you insinuating here?
I'm not insinuating.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Folks, if you had a camera right now, you just got to see what goes on in this studio from day to day.
I was thinking about having one of those coffees.
By the way, can I say something,
in all reality? When I was a Boy Scout, my dad used to come with me to different things like that. This organization is keen to bringing dads
and boys together.
And you know what? I looked at a picture after I'd graduated and things like that, and I looked at all the boys that were part of Boy Scouts. You know who they were? I could name off probably 50% of them in my troop that didn't have dads. They came from broken families.
That's
they ended up in jail.
Yep.
They ended up convicted of crimes. And these were those kids reaching out for that father figure in their life at that particular time.
Yeah.
That's what the organization was started for.
Right.
And so now, as it's being, so I have personal skin. I actually called my troop leader after this, and I said, you're not tolerating this, right? And he said, oh, no, because our sponsor group, the sponsor is a church, said they would never fly for this. This isn't even an issue.
No, it's...
But the it's radicals...
It's not across the board, Jake.
It's not. But the radicals want to make it that issue, tying up with the media, right?
Let the radicals deal with the radicals, man.
That's right.
And the problem...
Put them in a ring.
Oh, you got the radicals. They're targeting the weakest vessels they can possibly find. They're bullying them. Then they make it national news to put the fear in others not to stand up as well. You have the law on your side, friends. And as Eileen said, man, you know, you need to know that God's on your side as well. He is. Of course he is. That's why it's been against the law in this country for so many years, and it always will be.
Mm-hmm.
It always will be. As a matter of fact, Jake, I'll get to that in just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to bring in one more point, and I'm going to continue on this vein. The IRS, mm-hmm. as we all know, wants the details of our prayers. And I thought it'd be proper to let the IRS know what our prayers are. Just please go to the Book of Psalms and read from 1 all the way up to the very end of the Book of Psalms, and then you'll begin to understand that the prayers of David testify against the crimes that you yourselves advocate.
That's right. That's exactly
so we
right.
just wanted to let you know what they are. So they don't have to ask.
Go check them out. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we just had a comment here, and I'm going to grab it quick because this ties exactly with what you're talking about. And this is what people are saying as a whole all throughout the country. Your latest article that just went out, and I think you picked this one off of Conservative News and Views.
I know Tim Brown over at Freedom Outpost right now is knocking it out of the park.
Oh,
I don't know if it's being knocked out of the park. It's at a double right now.
Yeah, and he loved it, too. Yeah. I talked to him last night about it, actually. Going to the Brenner Brief, because it posted on there this morning. This is what this gentleman said. Now, people, you know, you got this perception that if you're ordained or you're a preacher, you're also in a pastor. So he says, Pastor Bradley Dean.
I'm not a pastor.
Just to clarify.
Yes,
that's right.
Thank you.
But is so very right, as today, you don't even have to mention homosexuality, but the mere mention of returning to our nation's founding principles and moral clarity, the corrupt hearts of our leaders get offended.
Oh, well.
What has happened in and
they're
to
offending,
America?
They're offending me.
That's right. That's exactly right.
They're offending the truth. They should offend you. Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law, friends. Mm-hmm. Webster's 1828. I don't care that they're offended.
He said,
they're breaking the law.
That's right. And
that should offend you.
That's right. He clarifies now at the end. He says, they have sold their soul to satanic influence. He talks about the end times. He talks about so, and then he continues to go, unawares, some, but sold out it just the same. God have mercy on this nation as it drifts further from its form of godlessness into accepting the ways and actions of modern Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, of course we're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. Destroy those, O Lord. This is what he said. Destroy those, O Lord, who refuse to turn their heart and minds back to you. Expose them for what they are, Lord, and turn our backs to them, not being drawn into their godlessness and lawlessness.
But I don't think it's an issue of them not being exposed. They're being exposed on a daily basis. It's the responsibility of the American people to rise up in righteous judgment, lawfully, to bring this administration and his little criminal minions along with him to justice. Justice is the guardian of liberty. That's it.
Yep.
Yes.
If you don't have justice, then liberty is going to be polluted.
This is what's missing here.
Yep.
Oh.
That is the end, right?
Yes, it is.
When thy judgments are on the earth, the inhabitants of the earth learn what? They learn righteousness.
That's
God
right.
is glorified by the judgment that he executes.
Right.
Fire goes before him to consume all of his enemies.
That's his very throne, righteousness and judgment. Read Psalm 97. Read Jeremiah 9:24. Read Psalm 9:16. Read the very character of Jesus, John 9.
Yep.
He came into the world for judgment. What was the cross? It was to judge sin. The prince of the world is now judged through what? The cross. Don't give power to the enemy of your souls, friends, by saying, oh, Satan's alive and well. Good for him. He's a defeated foe. Yeah, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, has put his foot on the back of his neck and broke it.
That's right.
He is powerless over the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We are under the blood of Jesus Christ, the great sin killer. What is the enemy of your souls afraid of? Resurrected vessels, dead vessels to themselves, only to be used for the Most High God. And it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord.
He establishes it and puts it together. Our founders, the most dangerous people to tyranny, were the Black Regiment. What did they pray in Congress? They prayed Psalm 35 for over an hour. They were praying and supplicating to God. Those psalms I can understand. You know, I went to a rally not too long ago, and there was this rabbi who came out. He was not a rabbi. The Bible talks about people being from the synagogue of Satan, and that's exactly where this guy was. He was contrary to God's law. So he comes up to me, and I ask him a question. So what gives? You're out here, you're a rabbi, and you're talking at a gay rally in favor of sodomy? And he said, well,
I don't see the Bible as a weapon of mass destruction.
Oh, it is, to sin.
Exactly what
yes,
I was saying. Because if you look at the book of Psalms, it is a terror unto who? Those that do good works? No. Those that do wicked works.
Of course.
That's what its purpose is.
That's why criminals hate cops.
Yes.
Yes.
Criminals hate cops. Why? Well, you know which cops they don't hate? They don't hate the cops that like to break the laws, right?
Yeah.
So guess who embraces people like this administration is criminals. Well, if criminals are embracing you, chances are the guy up at the top is a criminal. To your point, deal with the criminal. That's the power that's vested in the people. Not tomorrow, not next election, not after another 4 years, another 6 years of a senator reigning.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history. And no longer remember that the country they say they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Roger Sherman, the signer of the Declaration of Independence.
You know what John Adams said of Roger Sherman? He was the last of the Puritans. He was a great old Puritan. He attended the church of Jonathan Edwards' son. He was also the author of The Compromise, the two houses in Congress. These men were God-fearing men, using terms like she just wrote, armed resistance against tyranny. That's how we were born, in the throes of that.
Right. No, go ahead. Say it, Jake. Armed resistance to tyranny.
That's right.
Now tyranny is arming the DHS against America.
Come on. Yeah. You either got to take
it for
your
what
arms
it is.
Or they will.
Yeah, yeah. You either fight fire with fire, because if you want to sit there and be diplomatic, which is seduction in another guise, you're going to lose the day. And this is what the attack methods that are being used by the totalitarian commies are using right now. Right. We know they'll back up. We know that they got to watch what they have to say. No, wait a second. Again, let's go back to the foundation of our country. Let's look at the history books, friends, and see how our freedoms were won. By the way, you need not look any further than a veteran memorial, do you?
No. All right there.
That's exactly right. And there you have it. That's exactly right. One more point I wanted to bring up about the whole Boy Scouts issue before I read the letter of indictment against the state of Minnesota. YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that was a Christian organization
Young
as well?
Men's Christian
Athletes. That's exactly right. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Man, people forget the names and the meanings and the definitions to these organizations. The guts to them. Yeah. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, speaking of tyranny, man, we got some foreign enemies in CNN that are actually beginning to see the light. You know who's made Piers Morgan famous besides his own stupidities?
I think that was planned.
YMCA, Young Men Christian Association. Jake just wanted to correct himself.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Folks, it was me that did that. I will take full responsibility. But I got to blame somebody. YMCA. It can't be me.
The YMCA.
But Piers Morgan, back to Piers. He's beginning to see the light. The criminal from Britain is beginning to see the light. Do you guys want to hear him? I know you do. Because I put enough salt on their tongue.
I'll accept his apology.
Will you?
After a long, thorough proving that he means what he says.
Just like Charles Spurgeon said, the enemies of God, more than not, will turn on themselves.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Just keep in mind, they'll turn on themselves. Remember what Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s? Remember old Bugsy? He got his self shot up.
What's that,
He's the
Doc?
Guy that started Las Vegas.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy that eats carrots all
the time. No. Bugsy Siegel was his name. That was his name. He said, when you're in the mob, you don't have to worry about anybody else because we only kill our own.
Of course.
That's a great organization to be a part of.
It's a great one. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves against the rulers that take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. But the question in America is, who's being chastised? The bad guys are doing what the bad guys do best because they're allowed to do it because the professed church is sitting on their morals. They say they love the Lord, but their heart's in the world. Isn't that interesting? So God is chastising in America, and he's willing to judge criminals in this country, but that's the church's job.
Yeah.
You know, God is on his throne. Yes, indeed, he is. And he's waiting for his church to respond to his commandments so that we may have a long life with promise.
Amen.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That's his blessing.
And how is that, Jake? Through the keeping of his commandments? Yeah. Doesn't Scripture tell us in Ezekiel 36 that I will put my spirit within them and they shall keep my statutes and my judgments to do them? Yes, indeed, it is. But let's get back over to Piers. Do you want to check this out?
I do, actually.
He's talking to a comedian, but I think it's great that he's opening his eyes. Mm-hmm. Because he who he's been basically high-fiving and advocating is now beginning to turn on his administration, on his daddy.
Mm-hmm. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy, Jerry?
And who's your
daddy? Hey, Piers, who's your daddy, Piers?
That's right.
You know what Piers is saying? He's not my daddy anymore.
Well, he does have a daddy. Notice it takes a daddy to have a baby. It takes a daddy.
Yeah, man, that's a funky-looking daddy, I bet.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, mm-hmm.
So what's Piers got to say?
Well, Piers has got to say some things that I think everybody needs to hear.
But I hate to see something that's actually criminal.
See, I've had some of the gun, pro-gun lobbyists on here saying to me, well, the reason we need to be armed is because of tyranny from our own government. And I've always laughed at them. And I've always said, don't be so ridiculous. Your own government won't turn itself on you. But actually, when you look at this, it's nothing to do with guns. But actually, this is vaguely tyrannical behavior.
Yes, it is.
What did you say?
He said, but actually.
Piers, are you beginning to see the light? Despite his avid criticism of guns, Morgan protects his own personal property with signs warning that it is guarded by armed response security systems, according to a recent investigation by self-described guerrilla journalist James O'Keefe.
Way to go, James!
Gorilla. What does that mean? Is he like he hang his arms down on the grass and walk around, or
he's
what?
He's got no allegiance to anybody. He's a gorilla.
Oh, guerrilla warfare. I see that. Yeah. But isn't it interesting? Piers Morgan is beginning to call this administration tyrannical, this government tyrannical. Well, Good for him.
Do you think it could have anything to do with where the IRS is targeting certain organizations or the fact that the White House just got the DOJ to then subpoena certain records from the AP?
Well, I think
it's starting to close in on him.
Oh, but remember...
That'd be ridiculous.
Remember Jake, the idiot that called in? Dale? Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember when he called in?
Yeah,
he was asking the statutes and the laws in which the president administration
has
actually broken.
Oh, come on. What's he done wrong? What's he doing so wrong?
Do you think our weekend listeners want to hear that?
I think they'd love to.
Can you pull that up real quick?
This guy, folks.
This is over the weekend. Yeah. And by the way, here's the kicker. He works in government. Surprise, surprise.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes and the administration has. What crimes have they committed?
Well, a crime is an act which violates a law. What?
I know that, but I mean, can you detail which one they've committed?
Sure. Why don't we give a couple? Let's talk about the scandals, okay? Let's go first of all.
I'm a little surprised that we got someone calling in asking a question like that.
Let's go.
I'm really blown away. Have you ever read the Constitution of the United States?
Detail me what crimes he's committed.
I'm asking you a question. I will. We'll proceed with that. I'm a little surprised. Have you ever read the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence? Or the Bill of Rights? Have you ever read those?
Yeah. So what crimes have you committed?
Are you kidding me? That's all we've been doing on the radio all day. Is there a scandal in Benghazi? As you eat the pill of his tyranny, you're asking the stupid question, who committed the crime?
Okay.
Are you kidding me, Dale?
How many men
have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that you don't even know?
How was Benghazi a crime?
Well, what do you call gun running? What do you call gun running? What happens when your government is gun running to America's sworn enemies? What do you call that? What do you call it when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people, and you're asking the question, what crime has he committed? And then he goes to Mexico and then blames the American people for the crimes that they themselves contrived?
What statutes did he violate?
Is this guy kidding me, Jake?
I think he is.
Yeah, you do it. Hey, I'll tell you what. You take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there. When you get there, you give me a call, Dale. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors.
And so what is treason?
What do you call that?
But what is treason? Again, we just posted this on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, right on Facebook. Yeah. What is treason? We had one of our constitutional graduates actually look this up and comment to this. He says, the question that comes up, what is treason? The Constitution defines it, Article 3, Section 3, Paragraph 1. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. And then he concludes from that, the Muslim Brotherhood
That's exactly what he did in Mexico, Jake. That's exactly what he did.
And what was the use of those guns? Exactly.
That's what you learned in America.
Boy
Scouts, isn't it?
Part of it. The Muslim Brotherhood is a sworn enemy of the United States. Every time Obama gives them money, fighter jets, or any other type of comfort,
money,
he is committing treason. Blatantly! Yes. It's so plain and simple that a child could see it, but an adult can't see it.
No, I think stupid Dale, I didn't call him that, one of our listeners did.
Heck.
But I did call him stupid, but I gave him the definition of Webster's 1828. I wasn't demeaning him. He was doing that on his own, but it means dull and insensible. This guy could be transported to the sun, and he wouldn't see it.
So where's the statue?
Yeah, what law did he break?
So where's the sun?
Yeah, where is it?
Where's the heat?
I want to know. Come on, just tell me. Come on, quit making fun of me, man. I want to tell you guys something. I work for the government. I know better.
Really? So you swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States as well, and you are actually in bed with this administration that's committing crimes against yourself, unto your own demise.
Because it later came out. Like
I don't
like
saying it that way, but it's really true.
It later came out. He used it. And folks, anybody who listens to this show on a regular basis understands we're not sworn to any party. But it later comes out and he says, well, Fast and Furious was started by George Bush.
Okay.
So this murderer breaks into a house. He shoots two people. Then he hands the gun to the next guy. That guy comes in and shoots two people. Who's to blame? Both of them. They both killed people. It's not the guy who first went in.
Can I just notify him that George Bush isn't there any longer?
George is not there?
George is no different than Obama. He can still be held accountable.
Yeah, he can still be held accountable by the American people who put him there.
Of course.
Gave him the delegated powers that he had.
And speaking of which, we could see the war crimes that other countries were trying to lay against George Bush and Rumsfeld. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That wasn't too long ago, by the way.
Quite some time.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the letter of indictment that I actually wrote. It's my last column, which is out on 37 outlets right now. Hopefully. They all still like me.
They love it.
I hope they love their kids, too.
Thanks for fighting the good fight. No surrender was one of the comments on it. Another one talked about the day the Republic, and this gentleman was referring to the prayer at the Capitol, which preceded what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, by the way, which are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
We'll post it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But the day the Republican caucus whispered, crucify him, referring to the day Bradley gave the prayer, and allowed Zellers, the Speaker of the House at that time,
corrupt,
who got demoted,
yes,
to ban God from the House chambers, a monumental day thanks to Bradley for being real. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, see the prayer that rocked the Capitol, and get one today.
Hey, Carrie. This is our producer. How are we doing? Think we're doing okay? You can talk into the mic. You can let everybody listen here. You think we're doing all right? We'll be right back for hour two, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.